Downing Street sources have confirmed that Sir Malcolm Rifkind will stand down as an MP at the election. Now, Sir Malcolm and Jack Straw, former Home Secretary, were the subject of the Channel 4 Dispatches programme last night in the so-called Cash for Access row that many of you will have heard being discussed. Sir Malcolm Rifkind, who was the chair of the influential British Parliamentary Security Committee, is also standing down as the chairman of that as well. He has issued the following statement. He has said, "None of the current controversy with which I'm associated is relevant to my work as chairman of the Intelligence and Security Committee. However, I have today informed my colleagues that while I will remain a member of the committee, I will step down from the chairmanship." The Daily Mirror's Kevin Maguire is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Well, was this to be expected?
I think he faced ruin, and there was a hand pressing on his back as he jumped. He faced his parliamentary and party inquiries, unlikely to be concluded before the general election, suspended from the Tory party, so he couldn't stand anyway. And it kind of proves, really, that all political careers end in failure. This is this is going down in flames after what was shown on Channel 4 last night has been in the Daily Telegraph. And I think a lot of people would have just heard him and read him saying that, well, £67,000 wouldn't allow him to live in the way he felt he was entitled to. So,
you know, this is one of the biggest political heavyweights in British politics, Kevin. Gone now. He's a former foreign secretary, chair of that Intelligence and Security Committee. This is a big scalp.
No, it is. And he was defence secretary, been an MP over more than 40 years, although he had a spell out when he lost his seat in 97. Sir Malcolm is a proper, fully paid-up Tory grandee. He would have expected to go off to the House of Lords. He's a kind of fixture in the Conservative Party, a fixture in Parliament. And he's being caught out. The terrible misjudgment on his part to twice visit what he thought was the office of a Chinese company offering him money to get information from the government, and he appeared greedy. He was prepared to work for £8,000 a day, and there was that moment when he said that, well, I'm self-employed, I'm not salaried. That's not true. You get £67,000 as an MP, you get another £12,000-£13,000 chairing that intelligence committee, despite the fact he didn't show much intelligence himself. He said he was self-employed. Yeah. Well, he will be now, because he has lost that salary.
And do you think he's been sacrificed because we're coming close to a general election, that the Tory hierarchy haven't stood by him?
Any hint of sleaze is so toxic and corrosive in politics. And I don't think David Cameron would owe Rifkind anything. Rifkind, back in 2005, let's not forget, he is a big political figure, was running in that Tory leadership election against Cameron, but pulled out because he couldn't get the support. But Cameron will think he owes him nothing. He knows him hanging around will be like a bad smell hanging around Cameron himself.
And his comments that he couldn't live on £67,000 a year were toxic.
Well, yeah, £67,000 a year puts you in the top 10% of income earners. I think you're about in the 7%. So 93% of people earn less. This government has been keeping down the pay of firefighters, nurses, teachers, council workers, soldiers, a lot of people in the public services. A lot of people in the private sector have suffered. 40% of people last year didn't have an increase that matched inflation, so their living standards went backwards. And then you have a very senior figure talking like that. Well, they're not all in it together.
Kevin, thank you. Kevin Maguire from the Daily Mirror. So, the former Secretary of State for Scotland, former Secretary of State for Transport, former Secretary of State for Defence, former Foreign Secretary has gone. He will stand down at the next general election as an MP, and he's gone from his chairmanship of the Intelligence and Security Committee. Sir Malcolm Rifkind standing down as a Conservative MP is the breaking news on The Nolan Show this morning.